Jan Simen, Reis Hamer, Gimel, Sif Beis, Echod Hanoshim, Beechod Hanoshim, Chayom Lios, Bivoteyem, Ner Dolot Bishabis, Zachiv Sayan, Schorim Sayan Ekevis, but they should have a Ner Dolot Bishabis. Afilu Einloi Mayoichal, Tulu, he cannot support himself to purchase his own food, and the Mishnah Berurah says pshat, that means he's getting food from tzedakah, but he doesn't have, he has no money at all. Ish shayel al apsochim lekei Hashem and omadlikas hanel. So there's a chiyuv to be shayel al apsochim to go around and ask for tzedakah, to purchase shemen for a ner shezebech la'aloinik shabbosu, that what there's a ner in the house, that is oinik shabbos. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ein loy mayoichal, ein hakavona dein loy klal mayoichal. It does not mean that he has nothing what to eat. But b'zeh mutav sheyavzer al apsochim k'tei liktais lechem l'shabbos. Then it would be preferable that if he has mamish nothing, he has to go al apsochim from door to door for tzedakah, so then it would be preferable that the first thing on the agenda should be he should purchase lechem, he should acquire lechem, money for lechem. The Yikayim Boze Mitzvah's Kiddush. With Lechem, you can make Kiddush ala Lechem. The Gamikil Sudha Shabbos, and he'll be Mekayim Sudha Shabbos. So that is not shot in the Mechaba, that he doesn't have Einle Mayoichal. And then he should go and go around from door to door to get money for a ner Shabbos. That is not pshat. Elo, akavone, she'ein lo lechel mishel atmoy. He cannot afford to purchase his own food. Shum yisparnes mikupas hatzdokah. That means he has no money whatsoever. And he's getting food from Chai Shabbos, from tzedakah, and they're giving him food. So, but he doesn't have any money to acquire anything. Afilu hochi tzorich lishtadol lahasig gam kein ner l'Shabbos. So he should be mishtadol to get a ner l'Shabbos. That is his responsibility. That he should go. He has no money, and the those who are giving him tzedakah, the tzedakah, are giving him food for Shabbos. So he's mechuyav to be mishtadol to acquire a ner l'Shabbos. Well, that is the case of the mechabo. So the case of mechabo is he's getting food, but he has no ner and he has no money. So even though by all mitzvahs there is a tour of no money, he doesn't have money. He's only mechuyev to give a chaymish min achosov. But by ner Shabbos is a chiyuv to go around from door to door to get money for ner Shabbos. Now let's talk about a different case. Umi sheyesh loy mois mitzumtzamit. He has a very small amount of money, and with this money he can acquire one of two things. Either can acquire bread, chalas, or a nail. His mitzvahs lechem lesudish Shabbos koydem lakel. So the first thing on the agenda is to purchase lechem l'sudei Shabbos, and the Bir Halacha explains lechem l'sudei Shabbos means lechem l'soiva. That's the first thing on the agenda. That if he has a small amount of money, So this money should be used to purchase lechem l'soiva for Shabbos. That is the first thing on the agenda. V'ne'le Shabbos koidem lika v'shol macholim. And then next on the agenda, if now he can perhaps get some meat or a nail, so then the nail is next on the agenda. The av nishar macholim uboso who gam kein bichlal oinik Shabbos. And here the mechaber gave a reason why he's mechuyim to be shoyl al apsochim, because aner is oinik Shabbos. So now kan shoyl aben. So meat is also oinik Shabbos. Mikol makom ner odif yaisa mishum shalom bayis. Besides the oinik Shabbos that one acquires that he's not sitting in the dark, but there's shalom bayis also. That means that one doesn't stumble, one doesn't fall, and shalom is gvaldik choshev. Uchda lekamon. So memele aner, the oinig of ner overweighs the oinig of bosa. Umiyu mishum ner, dainer echad lachud. But if the problem is shalom bayis, so one ner will be sufficient to give out some illumination. Vahasha yaiti al macholi Shabbos. The rest he should use for Macholi Shabbos, to the Marina Bigmore that fellow only took last is not the mood Lakovic Shabbos. So if he has a little bit more money, he should purchase whatever he can purchase Lakovic Shabbos, Macholim, which are Lakovic Shabbos. Rami Shisabno Lelbus Meresh Mabez Mishnabure, Allah Psochim, to who Ike. Oinig so the Shabbos, this is the Ika Oinig, because the Shalom Bayis. Umiyu and Sochluza, Rak Bishvil Nerechot, and this Chiyim to be Shoyl al Apsochim, which can be very embarrassing. This is only a Chiyim to purchase one Ner. Steve Gimel, Hanoshim Muzaris Boy Yoysel. Now, even though we mentioned in Sif Beis, Echod Hanoshim ve'Echod Hanoshim Chayomim, both are Mechuyit, but there is a greater Chiyuv Anoshim than an Anoshim, Mibnei Shemitsuyais Bebayis, they normally find themselves in the house. And they're the ones that take care of the necessities that are needed in the house. So the chiyuv on them is greater than the chiyuv on the zecharim. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hanoshim mizoris. Vafilu im yirta habal lahadlik ba'atzmoy. The Baal wants to be madlik himself. Ha'isha kedemis. The Isha has a din kedimah, because they put a greater chiyum on the Isha. She is a din kedimah to the chiyum, because she's mitzuyas bebayis. So memele, so she has a din kedimah in the hadlokim. God in the show he brings down in the purchasing of the Neiris Shabbos, that's Mutal on the Baal, that's his Chiyav. He's Mechuyav to purchase, he's Mechuyav to be Shoyal al Absochim, that's his Chiyav. He can't tell his wife, listen, you're being madlik, so you go and around and ask what's stuck. No. That's his chiyim. His chiyim is to acquire the nail, and she is a din kedime in hadlokas hanel. Imloy sheyesh harbe neiris. If there's a lot of neiris that they're being madlik, yachlu gam kein lahadlik. She could also be madlik. And or else he could be madlik in another room, and she should be madlik him.
Because she's a bracha.
No, he's also with her bracha. She makes the bracha and it's ishte kegufay, and he's madlik in the other rooms. Now, nowadays we have electricity. So they bring later, we'll see in Reish Samach Dalad, there are chilukei deis. If one is yaitse lechatchila with electricity alone, and there are different deis. The other deis that hold you only yaitse with an electric bulb that has a filament, because that filament is similar to a gehelis and that's an eish. Others hold, Rabbi Yashim holds a phosphorescent bulb is also good. The Iker is, it gives that illumination. So in the mitzvah of Adlokis Neiris, when we'll come to Reish HaMachdal, and we'll speak about cases when a person is in a pinch and they're in a hospital, in a hotel, where they can't be madlik Neiris. So that's one deal. But here, when one can be madlik Neiris, so that is zicha lesman the palig, that the electric lights are moisiv einig Shabbos, are moisiv shalom bayis, and they bring down the preferable oifen is that the isha that's madlik the neirish should first put on the electric lights and then put on the madlik the neirish and then make the broche. So that means the neir b'moke machila, that is the oir b'moke machila, which is the ikar chiyuv. There's a chiyuv in other places also, as we'll later learn. But the ikar chiyuv, she should take care of completely. She should put on the light lekovid Shabbos. If it was on the, before the whole day, she should shut it and put it on the lekovid Shabbos, and then she should be madlik the neiris, and then she should make the bracha after the gemar hadlokim. So that is one thing. That's her mitzvah and her din kedimah. They bring down something very interesting. What is if the wife is not home? And at home, you have the husband, and he has older daughters. So, who should be madlik the neiris? So, they say the older daughters have a din kedima over the husband. They should be din, they have this din of mitsuyes bebayis. I will see later. There's another inyan that an isha should was as a din kedimin adlokas neiris. Yeah, they should be bas mitzvah 100%. They should be bas mitzvah, and then they should be madlik the neiris. Everything kedima over their father. If they have a married daughter coming, but she's not from the bnei bayis, then he should be madlik out the bias, and then they could also be madlik. But that goes into this halacha that the noshim have a dinkadime. Uchshehi yoyledes. When she is a yoyledes, b'shabes rishoyne madlik habala mavoich. Now, it seems bizmanayim, the woman who was a yoyledes, did not get off the bed right away. It seems the medical opinion then was that they need bed rest, and so she didn't come to the table. So the mokim achila, she was not there, but mokim achila. So then that's of shehi yoyledes b'shabes rishoyne madli kabal. I mean, then the ikir is the mokim achila umemorech. Obi mainly do so. There's no problem with that. Heishim emareches ba'atzmo. Bibnei shem mitzuyos. Because they're mitzuyos. That's one time that they have a din kedima. Boy time, bibnei shakofso neiroi shel oilom. Chavo was the one that was mechaber shekipsa neira yishal oilam. Adam Arishin was considered the neir of the world. He illuminated the world. And she extinguished this neir. Shegorma misa l'Adam Arishin. So mamela, this is still a tikkun for that kibui. So that's why she's madlik neiris. Omi kolma came. That the husband should prepare the neiris. There's a very interesting diuk that Rabbi Kimege brings from the Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, Al sholeish aveilos noshim meisos bishas leidosom. Al sheinam zehirois benide. The chale u'bahadlokas haneir. So Rabbi Kimege is moira. It doesn't say b'chale b'hafroshes chale. It says the chale. And whatever the chale needs, it says v'shein zehira is b'chale. Says the same thing by nida. It doesn't say the prote hilchus nida. V'ein zehira b'hadlokas haneir. Why didn't he mention hadlokas haneir? Because that's achiyim. Hadlokas haner, tikkun haner, to prepare the neiris, that's the husband's chiyuv. So memela, so that's what it says over here. And mikol makim toiv shoish yisakein haneiris. The husband should prepare the neiris. Her chiyuv is in the hadlokas haner. Now let us go further in the mechaber. Im ein yodai maseges liknois ner leShabbos or leKiddush Hayom, he cannot afford both. It's either he can't afford either to purchase wine or to purchase a ner. Is ner Shabbos kaidim? So ner Shabbos is first. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Oynik Shabbos is only a darabonon, because of Shabbos oynik, midivrei kabbalah, mikomo kimalayayin darabonon. But to make kiddush on wine is a darabonon, diminatere yeitze betfile. Chmoshin yichle besimen reishayin aleph. Voido yochel lekadesh ala pas. He can make kiddush on pas. So Mamela, so we have over here Yain Kiddush or Ne'er. So the Yain Kiddush is Abdullah, Yain Kiddush is Adarabonon, and Kimekan Pass also, and here this is Sholem Bayis. So Mamela, so Sholem Bayis is Adin Kedimit. But they bring down that what is if you don't have neiris, but you have an electric bulb. So then you should buy wine, and so we the sholem bayis we have already. The sholem bayis we have. So then wine has a din k'dima. Mishum sholem bayis v'im yesh loy neir echod sagi. If there is one neir, so then buy wine. There's a mitzvah with the rabbanon to make kiddush. Alayayin, and you have your sholem bayis. One neir is sufficient. V'yaitzi hamoisa lekiddush. Oy, the second case, ayla neir Chanukah. So you have your sholem bayis. So you should use the money that you have for pisuminisa. V'gam lechanukah v'ner echot sagi. So that means meikar adin, one ner is enough. So if he has one ner for Shabbos, so the other ner he should be madlik l'tzay lechanukah. V'im yesh loy ner echot l'Shabbos v'ner echot lechanukah. He has already one there for Shabbos, one there for Hanukkah. The yesh loy oid ma'at mois. So now the shaila is, so buy another nair. So what should he use the other nair for? She use the other nair for Shama Vizacher. There's an Indian Shama Vizacher. Or she used the other nair for Pisuminis to me from the Mahadrim. That's asking for the second night. That fakir, this union of Shomer v'Zocher is, we don't have enough in the Gemara. By Neiris, in the Mahadrin of Neir Chanukah, by Persuminis, we do have a Gemara. So, for if he has money, he has two Neiris already, one for Shabbos and one for Chanukah. So, the extra money he has, he should invest in the for Persuminis. Because of Hamogin Avram, the Isha Suma Gamkein Yechoylo Lavorech al Neir Shabbos, she can make a broche. Donenis Gamkein Mei Hamoiris. She is also deriving benefit from the Nair. Now, what is her benefit? Her benefit is that someone else who is there can help her because of the Nair. So even though she does not have a direct benefit, but Al Kaponim, she's deriving benefit from the Nair. Miyu im yesh lo bal shehu pikeach. But if she has a husband who is with her, and the bal sees, so the benefit that the bal gets from the nair is much greater than the benefit she gets from the nair. Is hu yivorech. Then, even though all the time Anisha has a din kedimim, Nisha has a din kedima, but over here, since he is deriving more benefit from the nair than his wife who is blind, so he should be madlik and make the broch. V'machelas b'shulchan echod im acherim shebolchu v'edliku. What if she's eating with other people and they were madlik nairis sweating, they're making the broch. Leite vorech. The Ika, because there are neiris already. The Ika ratam shekulam mevorchem mishum simchi yisera sheyesh haidei ribu ya neiris. There's a ribu yisimche. If there are more neiris, moshakosu besiv ches. Moho leke simche bo. By her there's no simche if she is blind. Steve Dalit. Lo yagdim lemayer ladlikoi boid hayen godo. One should not be magdim to be madlik the nair boid hayen godo. Shaoz einoi nika shemadlikoi lechmoy Shabbos. We'll see, we are speaking about a person is madlik a nair lechmoy Shabbos. We'll see exactly what this Boid Ayoim Godol means. But it means that the person who's madlik the nair was not in a Kabbal Shabbos. He wants to make sure that the nair is already. And therefore he wants to be madlik the nair is lekavod Shabbos, but they have no intent to be Kabbal Shabbos as yet. So there, since it's Boid Ayoim Godol, so it is not nikah that this person, that the adlaki is l'tayre Shabbos, even though they made a bracha. But it is not nikah from the etzem adlaki that it's l'tayre Shabbos. So therefore, lo yagdim. So l'chatchila, one should not do such a thing. V'gam, lo yacher, don't be madlik. Mamish, right before Bein Hashmoshes, because there you're playing with fire, because there can be, if it's only a shayla minutes, you can chas v'sholom get into Bein Hashmoshes. V'im roitze lahadlik ner bo'id hayoim godol. If a person wants to be madlik the neiris when it's still oid hayoyim godol, ulekabel olav Shabbos miyad, and they want to be mekabel Shabbos right away. That means the madlik early. We'll see exactly in the Mishnah what the zmanim we're speaking about. And they'll be mekabel Shabbos right away. Rashoy. Then you're permitted to do this. Ki kivon shemekabel olav Shabbos miyad, since the mekabel Shabbos right away, einzu akdome, so that what the Gemara says, lo yagdim, you should not be madlik neiri Shabbos very early means that mitzad the etzem adlokim, it is not recognizable that you're doing it l'kovet Shabbos. But if with the hadlaka, you mekabel Shabbos, so that's it's nikah that the hadlaka is l'tzayir Shabbos, so then this is permissible. But ubelvad shehei miplag amincha ulamaylo, it has to be at least miplag amincha ulamaylo shusha ulevia kaidam halaylo, which is an hour and a quarter before night. And again, this is the Shitas Amachaber, who is like the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. And the Laila is, let us say, 72 minutes after the Shkia. So, Ashur Raviya means 3 minutes before the Shkia. That's Ashur Raviya, Kedem Alayla. 75 minutes before Laila. Let us first see the Mishnah Berurah. Ba'oid hayoyim godol. One should not be madlik. Ba'oid hayoyim godol. Hainu. Kshuhuz man harbe kedem Tosfos Shabbos. It is much more before Tosfos Shabbos. This man was man Tosfos Shabbos la Shulchan Aruch who ma'at koidim soif hashkia. That means, let's say, 15 minutes before Bein HaShemoshes or half an hour before Bein HaShemoshes. The shkia, according to the Shulchan Aruch, was 58 and a half minutes before Bein HaShemoshes. So a half an hour before Bein HaShemoshes, that's the normal zman of Tosfos Shabbos. V'ayin b'bir aloch, v'ayin b'simerei samach alef, b'mishna bura simkot m'chov gimok. B'maskinam sham, b'mishe poirish atzmai m'maloch, chatzi shor. Oy, that means that's the das ha-shulchan aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is like the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam. So then we are saying that the Zman of Tosfos Shabbos is a half an hour before the Bein HaShemoshes, which is 58 and a half minutes after the Shkia. That means 28 and a half minutes after the Shkia, that is the Zman of Tosfos Shabbos. 28 minutes after the Shkia. Half an hour after the Shkia. But b'ayim b'bir aloch, b'ayim b'simen reisha mechalo, b'mishne b'ur sifkot mechav kimur. He said, that's the das ha-mechaber, that is true. But the maskine shom, the shittes ha-goinim, the goin, and the maral, and shulchan aruch harav, there's a lot of shittes that hold that one is not permitted to do malocha after the shkia. It's Bein HaShemoshes already. So there, the misha poirish atzmei me malocha chatzi sho oy al kaponim shlisho, 20 minutes, koidim hashkia, not what's speaking about the machaber says 30 minutes after the shkia. He says, no, if a person after the shkia, chas v'shalom, one should not do any malacha, it's something Bein HaShemoshes. But if a person, so the preferable time of Hadlakas Neres is a half an hour or 20 minutes before the Shkia, Ashrei Loi, V'yaytzim Ezei Yedei Kol HaRishonim. So that is the proper Zman of Hadlakas Neres, and that doesn't go into Lo Yagdim. That is the Zman of that is the proper Zman of Hadlakas Neres. That is, so Lo Yagdim means before this month. Lo Ya'acher, Ein Eichrish, Madlik B'Tzintzum, B'Soyv Zman HaMutoriz, Madlik, right before Mein HaShmoshes, because he shouldn't do that. V'atam, Mishum D'Shem HaBenkach HaBenkach, Ya'acher HaZman. That means if you're a tightrope walker and you're being madlik right before Bein HaShemoshes, this is very dangerous. You might overlap. But that what we said, lo yagdim, that means if he's not mekabel Shabbos. But if b'shas tahakdomim is mekabel Shabbos, I know sheyifreish asma mikol malachis asuris vil ma'isan vorm shem asur midarabono. So memele, then there's not called the hakdome. It's nikir, you are doing it lekovik Shabbos. And when is this? It should be miplag amincha an hour and a quarter. Avol koydem plag amincha ein kabalose kabola av b'dievet. But if a person was madlik neiris before plaga mincha, so then the Kabbalah is worthless. So the mechaba holds plaga mincha is an hour and a quarter before night. Hainu says shloishes akechovim. So it's an hour and a quarter before night. Vidas halavush vahagro. Vidas of the vush and the gros, the plaga mincha, usho revia koidim hashkia. So it's an hour and a quarter before the shkia. Ulakule alme, however we hashbin, he shor zmanis. It is not, it's not an hour of 60 minutes. It depends on the length of the day. And whatever the length of the day is, you divide that into 12 parts. And each part is called a shor. So it could be more than 60 minutes. It could be less than 60 minutes. We divide the day in 12 halakim. If it's long or if it's short. Now, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that said your husband would say sakechovim, mischalik me'elois ha'shacha at say sakechovim, and you make a plaga mincha from then. So comes a plaga mincha is very, very, not too much before the shkia. La'lavush v'hagro mizrichas ha'shemesh ad ha'shkia. According to the lavush and the goyim, it comes out that the plaga mincha is from the nates to the shkia. Now let us see the Rama further. Bain lekamon semen reish samach zayin. Vimhoyo haner dolok liboid ayoim godo. If the ner was burning from before, yechabenu, he should extinguish the ner. V'yachzer v'yadlikenu letzorech Shabbos. And you should put it back on, let's say, on Shabbos. So that's what we mentioned before. If you have the light on in the dining room is burning the whole day, so before Shabbos, when the Isha is madlik the neir, she should shut the light, or the husband can shut the light, that could be his job also, and then it should be put on the electric light, and that Hadlakas Neres should be done on the Kovid Shabbos. ובעוד יום גדול, אפילו אם היה אחר פלגה מנכם, אפילו the light was kindled after פלגה מנכם, ומיירי, we're speaking about שהיה דולוק לעניין אחר. That means the light was put on, let's say, let's talk about our electric lights. The light was not put on לקובד שבת. Someone wanted to set the table or something, needed light in the dining room, we put on the light. But it was not put on לקובד שבת. It was put on to see now, to do certain things in the dining room. So this light was not put on לקובד שבת, even the theft of the plaga mincha. So then the din is, you should shut it and put it back on again. Aval im hidlik letzorech shabbos. But what if it was hidlik letzorech shabbos? Av shaloi kibbol olam shabbos bad lakosei. That means as follows. The mechaber said, amur dike chiddish. The mechaber said a chiddish, loy yagdim lemayel ladlike boidayem godo. Now boidayem godo means after plaga mincha. But he's not Mekabel Shabbos. He's putting on Lekovic Shabbos. That means a person, let's say a woman normally is Mekabel Shabbos with the locus nailist. A man, he's not going to be Mekabel Shabbos now. He's Mekabel Shabbos later. He wants to leave the house now. It's let's say, it's an hour. Well, let's just say the Cheshmo with the Shkia. So the proper time is a half an hour before the Shkia, 20 minutes before the Shkia. He wants to go away. His wife isn't home. He's Madlik the Neiris. He's alone. He wants to go to the Beis Medrash. So he's going to be Madlik an hour before the Shkia. An hour before the Shkia. Not Mekabel Shabbos yet. He wants to leave the house now, and he's madlik an hour before the Shkia. Now, on this person, there was a machabo that said, lo yagdim. You shouldn't do this. Fine. He didn't do like the machabo. He didn't do like the machabo. He made a broche, lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. He made a broche. And he didn't know this machaber. So the mice is like this. He was Yaitse Mitzvahs on Lukas Ner Shabbos. This is not preferable because it's not nidlik. It was nidlik in this man that you could be madlik Ner Shabbos. But it's not nidlik that it was lit Lukovic Shabbos because he's still doing malachis. So he was over the layakdim. Fine. He was over this. But he was Makai Mitzvah of Lok and Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. He should not be Madlik Moedi and Dolo Ephilim Hoyach of Lagamin. Chomairi Shah Yodolo Klin Yenachel. If he says he was Madlik Moedi and Dolo, he should be Mechabit, he should extinguish it. That means if it was lit, not Litzayra Shabbos. Aval im hidlik letzorech Shabbos, but if he was madlik aner letzorech Shabbos, av shaloi kibbol olam Shabbos padlakosa, he was madlik aner letzorech Shabbos, he wasn't mekabel Shabbos. Mikol mokem ein tzorech lechaboisa. So you didn't. That's not lechatchilendik. It shouldn't have been nidlak in that oven. But if you did it, you mekaimitzus on lochus ner Shabbos. You don't have to extinguish it. After lechatchilendik, hoyle lahadlik kol kach mikoidim. That means if he was madlik an hour before the shkia and he's still doing malachit, sheinei nika shemadlikim letzorech Shabbos, and it's not nika. Mikol mokim b'diavad shaper domi v'ayin b'bir alochet. Okay.